Good morning, or good afternoon, good evening. It's time to open the thrift shop. No, wait a minute. Justin Patrick Moore and I are up here at the Cosmic Cabin. Phew, I must be on vacation. We're exploring music for the psychedelic folk. Lysergic dreams from the forests of our minds. But we're not completely disconnected from civilization. I really need to make a phone call. Please excuse me.
Hello?
Hey, Richard, it's DJ Frederick calling.
Hi.
Hey, are they gone? Do you got a couple of minutes?
Yes, they've gone. We've had to switch microphones out here. It's fantastic. And this other engineer came out. We have a whole new set of microphones, condensers. Price is wired in here. He looks like something dropped from outer space. The place is just surrounded with electronic equipment. We have four microphones, stands, amplifiers, speakers, and wires all over the place. All we need is like a body to cut up and bring back to life. It's like a Frankenstein monster. It's incredible. Yeah, they left you about 15 minutes ago. We're afraid they're going to come back and bring more of this stuff.
Don't forget, we're waiting up here at the cabin for you to come and do a reading for us. We'll see you when you get here.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Get away. I find a quiet place far from the human race out in the country. Before the breathing air is gone, before the sun is just a bright spot in the nighttime, out where the rivers like to run, I stand alone and take back something worth remembering. Closing in on me, or need a bit of room to move. When life becomes too fast, I find relief at last out in the country. Before the breathing air is gone, before the sun is just a bright spot in the nighttime, out where the rivers like to run, I stand alone and take back something worth remembering. sterile caverns where they press on around in magic caverns where
Well, you found us at the cabin, making homegrown, homemade radio. I'm DJ Frederick. We're going to check in with Justin Patrick Moore in just a few minutes. That was a tune called Wandering in the Woods, perfectly appropriate, by Mark and Bonnie Branciaroli. Hopefully I didn't massacre that. And we started the program off with the Trust Company and Out in the Country. Well, we have a surprise guest here at the cabin. We're going to mosey on out to the porch and hear a reading by our friend Richard Brodigan.
This is a chapter from my novel, In Watermelon Sugar. The chapter is called The Watermelon Sun. I woke up before Pauline and put on my overalls. A crack of gray sun shone through the window and lay quietly on the floor. I went over and put my foot in it, and then my foot was gray. I looked out the window and across the fields and piney woods and the town to the forgotten works. Everything was touched with gray. Cattle grazing in the fields, and the roofs of the shacks, and the big piles in the forgotten works, all looked like dust. The very air itself was gray. We have an interesting thing with the sun here. It shines a different color every day. No one knows why this is, not even Charlie. We grow the watermelons in different colors the best we can. This is how we do it. Seeds gathered from a gray watermelon, picked on a gray day, and then planted on a gray day, will make more gray watermelons. It is really very simple. The colors of the days and the watermelons go like this. Monday, red watermelons. Tuesday, golden watermelons. Wednesday, gray watermelons. Thursday, black soundless watermelons. Friday, white watermelons. Saturday, blue watermelons. Sunday, brown watermelons. Today would be a day of gray watermelons. I like best tomorrow, the black, soundless watermelon days. When you cut them, they make no noise and taste very sweet. They are very good for making things that have no sound. I remember there was a man who used to make clocks from the black, soundless watermelons, and his clocks were silent. The man made 6 or 7 of these clocks, and then he died. There is one of the clocks hanging over his grave. It is hanging from the branches of an apple tree and sways in the winds that go up and down the river. It, of course, does not keep time anymore. Pauline woke up while I was putting my shoes on. "Hello," she said, rubbing her eyes. "You're up. I wonder what time it is." "It's about 6. "I have to cook breakfast this morning at Ideth," she said. "Come over here and give me a kiss, and then tell me what you would like for breakfast."
This is Bird Note. American goldfinches are one of our most familiar birds, a sunshine sparkle of yellow at the seed feeder. But these little beauties lead lives that are anything but ordinary. Unlike birds that nest in spring, American goldfinches delay breeding until the summer, leaving many pairs with just enough time to raise a single brood. But some goldfinches manage to pull off a second nesting. The female leaves her first set of chicks in the care of her mate, then quickly mates with another male to raise a second brood in a new nest. Goldfinches also have a secret weapon against cowbirds, which lay their eggs in other birds' nests. Goldfinches feed their young almost 100% vegetable matter. That doesn't supply the proteins that the more omnivorous cowbirds need to thrive, so the parasitic nestlings don't survive. Even the vocal abilities of goldfinches are something special. They appear to recognize the flight calls of different individual goldfinches, which to our ears sound the same. And when a female and male pair up, they learn to make identical flight calls, cementing their identity as a mated pair. Backyard birds they may be, but American goldfinches never cease to amaze. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann. Have you seen our redesigned website yet? Check out the all-new birdnote.org today.
Welcome back to the cabin. I'm DJ Frederick. It's time for us to venture into the psyche and some freaky fried folk with our friend Justin Patrick Moore.
Howdy, y'all, and welcome back to the kitchen down here in the Cosmic Cabin. This week, we're cooking up a scramble, a mental stir-fry, if you will, for all those who found themselves on the wrong side of reality's tracks. For anyone who's seen the fault lines in their own mind after opening the doors of perception. This episode is dedicated to the madcaps, the mooncalfs, and to all those who are cracked. For the cracked, let in the light.
Up. was accepted for treatment at a hospital for the mentally sick. I was wild and introvert, wandering alone in the dark. I would scream rage should someone disturb my put me in here alone in my silent privacy.
And they gave me shock treatment. When I woke, I was numb. I remembered nothing. But even my conscience you hold. Let me be. Set me free.
Yeah! Yeah!
We'll be right back.
symbol of endless, hopeless, fruitless, aimless games. I'm a glossy package on the market shelf. My contents aren't fit for human consumption. I could tragically injure your perfect health. My ingredients will seize up your body's function. I'm the dirt that everyone walks on. I am the orphan nobody wants. I am the stair carpet everyone walks on. I am the leper nobody wants to touch. I am a sample, I am a scapegoat of useless, futureless, endless, mindless ideas. I'm a number on the paper you file away. I'm a portfolio you stick in the drawer. I'm the fool you try to scare when you say, we know all about you, of that you can be sure. Well, I don't want your crazy system. I don't want to be on your files. Your temptations, I try to resist them, 'cause I know what hides beneath your smiles. I am a topic, I am a subject for useless, futureless, endless, mindless debates. You think up ways that you can hide me from the naive eyes of your figurehead. But don't you find that it ain't easy? Wouldn't you love to see me dead? Your answer is to give me treatment for crying out when you give me pain. Leave me with no possible remnant. You poke your knives into my brain. I am an example, I'm no hero of the great, intelligent, magnificent human race. I'm part of the race that kills for possessions, part of the race that's wiping itself out. I'm part of the race that's got crazy obsessions, like locking people up, not letting them out. I hate the living dead and their work in factories. They go like sheep to their production lines. They live on illusions, don't face the realities. All they live for is that big blue sign. It says, Ford. I'm bored. I am a product, I am a symbol of endless, hopeless, fruitless, aimless games. I am a sample, I am a scapegoat of useless, futureless, endless, mindless ideas. I am a topic, I am a subject for useless, futureless, endless, mindless debates. I am an example, I'm no hero of the great, intelligent, magnificent human race.
This is your brain.
Scramble.
This is your brain. This is your brain.
Scramble. Scramble. Scramble.
Chronic obsessive compulsive personality.
If you begin to feel overload, you will begin to feel what we are saying. If you begin to feel overload, consider your earth, what it feels.
To be better than my friends, I just wanted to prove wrong the people in my head, the ones who told me I'd be better off dead, the ones who told me that I would never win. When I delivered newspapers, they said I was too slow. When I was a barista, they said I made lousy foam. When I worked in retail, they said I was a slob, much too dumb for school and much too lazy for a job. So I rode my bike like lightning, and I made cappuccinos that would make the angels sing. Took 2 showers a day, and I dressed up like a princess, shook my fist in my own face and said, I'll show you who's the best. I wrote the kinds of papers teachers hang up on their walls. I was employee of the month at 7 different shopping malls. And one time playing football, I pulled the tendons in my leg. To prove that I was tough, I hopped on 1 foot and finished up the game. If I succeeded, I'd be happy and they'd go away. But first thing every morning, I'd still wake up and I'd hear them say, you're fat, ugly, and stupid, you should really be ashamed. No one will ever like you, you're not good at anything. And sometimes I'd ride rise to the challenge. But other times I'd feel so bad that I could not get out of bed. And on the days I stayed in bed, I sang and sang and sang about how crappy I felt, not realizing how many other people would relate. Now people send me emails that say thanks for saying the things they didn't know how to say, and the people in my head still visit me sometimes, and they bring all of their friends, but I don't mind. I play my guitar like lightning. When I sing, I like it when you sing too loud and clear. Different voices, different tones, all saying, yeah, we're not alone. I got good at feeling bad, and that's why I'm still here. I got good at feeling bad, and that's why I'm still here. I got good at feeling bad, and that's why I'm still here.
sister reminded me, spirits are thick in the dusk air. Where did our dreams go so dear? They live in one that's still here. Sleepwalker, sleepwalker, who's there? Sleepwalker, sleepwalker, take care. Trailing your long hair.
Alright, y'all, that about wraps it up for this edition of Freaky Fried Folk. Thanks for coming to visit me here in my padded room down here at the Cosmic Cabin and hanging out with me in the deep end of the deep fryer here in the kitchen. We just heard from Julia Holter with The Sea Calls Me Home, and that's from her album Have You in My Wilderness. Before that was Fond Fables with their song Sleepwalker off of the album Mother Twilight. Before that we heard from Snowmantled Love and the song A Clear Mind off of their album Romance 136. Before that was Kimia Dawson with her song The Competition from her album Remember That I Love You. And before that we heard from Jeffrey Lewis with his version of the Crass song End Result from his compilation of Crass cover songs, 12 Crass songs. Before that was Comus with The Prisoner from First Utterance. And we started that off with the original Madcap, Sid Barrett, and his song, Octopus. And I'm Justin Patrick Moore. Freaky Fried Folk is a Sothis Media's production in association with The Situationist Intergalactical and Radio Thrift Shop. I'm going to turn it back over to my friend DJ Frederick now, so until next time, stay folky, stay freaky, and try to stay out of the madhouse. Thank you.
From 1972, the band Tranquility, in a tune called Silver. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. Thank you for joining us on the Cosmic Cabin edition of Radio Thrift Shop. We'll be back next time cooking up some great tunes in the mossy woods.